Good morning. My name is Arturo, and this is the Morning Meditation Podcast. Today's meditation is called Connection. It's about the book of Jonah in the Bible. I've been doing a study on the book of Jonah, and it's impressed me so much what I've found in it that I'm going to do a whole series on it. I've been feeling for a long time that I wanted to do things this way, that I wanted to focus on Bible study. I didn't want this podcast to be a straight Bible study podcast, so I'm going to stay with the theme of meditation, and I'm going to just do a series on this one book because it has impressed me so much. How much the book of Jonah is connected with the rest of the Bible, how much Jonah is connected with Jesus, with the apostles, with the disciples, with the Old Testament, with pop culture, with so many things. It's amazing to me what I see. Now, I love the Word of God, and I find it to be very important in my own life. Men's Bible study has been the most important ministry that I've been involved in my life, mainly because I work with mostly men, and so that's who I connect with very easily. That seems to be the call on my life. So I've been working on doing this thing. I'm really focusing and meditating on the Word of God. And I'm going to start with Jonah's connection to Peter, the disciple of Jesus. Now, when you think of the book of Jonah, most people just think it's a story of a man who got swallowed by a fish for 3 days and three nights. And he lived to tell the tale. He was regurgitated back onto the shore, and he went and preached to Nineveh. That's what most people think about. They just think about the fish. One thing I realized in doing this study is that the fish is only three verses in the whole book. It's four chapters, and someone said it was 1,000 words. But in all of that, there's only three verses that talk about the fish. It is a very important aspect of the book, but it's not everything. There's so much more there. Again, one of the things that I found was the connection to Peter. Now, if you look at John chapter 1 in verse 42, when Jesus is addressing Peter, his name was Simon, and Jesus says, "You are Simon, son of Jonah. And now you shall be called Peter." So when he gave him that name, he acknowledged, "You are the son of Jonah." His father's name was John, or the old method of saying that name is Jonah. It's also repeated in John chapter 21, verse 15, "Simon, son of Jonah." Now, the second connection that we see is the fish itself. Now, in the story of Jonah, it says God had prepared a fish to swallow Jonah. And I saw that so many times in the life of Peter, God had prepared fish to be a sign for him. The first thing that we see is in Luke chapter 5, verses 4 through 11. It tells the story of when Jesus spoke to Peter and told him, "Have you caught anything?" And he said, "No, I didn't catch any fish. They had fished all night." And so Jesus tells him, "Launch out into the deep and cast your net over the right side." So he does, and he catches what it says, a great number of fish. And this was a sign to Peter. This was when Peter put down the fishing nets. And he said he left everything and he followed Jesus. It says they forsook all and followed him. So it was Peter and James and John, his business partners. This great catch of fish was prepared by the Lord. If you look also at Matthew chapter 17, when Jesus was talking to Peter about the temple tax, he told him, "Go put a hook in the water and the first fish that you pull out will have a coin in it. And the coin is the exact amount needed to pay the temple tax for two people. And what he told him was, you and I, we are sons, we are not strangers, and so we are exempt from the tax, but so that we will not offend, go and catch this fish. It's going to have a coin in its mouth, and go pay the temple tax for you and for me. And so God had prepared another fish for Peter that had a coin in its mouth. And a third time we see a large catch of fish. In John chapter 21, verses 3 through 11, after Jesus had died, the disciples were a little dumbfounded about what to do. And Peter said, well, I'm going to go fishing. And everybody went fishing with him. And again, they didn't catch any fish. So Jesus appeared to them. He was on the shore and he called out to them, have you caught anything? They said, no, we haven't caught anything. He said, throw the net over the right side. And it happened again. A large catch of fish. And this time it says that they brought in 153 fish, yet the net was not broken. And it says large fish. And so this also was a sign, because John calls out and he says, that's the Lord. He recognized the sign of this large catch of fish. He said, that's the Lord who's sitting on the shore over there calling out to us. And Peter puts on his robe and jumps in the water and swims to the shore, because he really wants to see Jesus. God had prepared fish in the life of Peter to be a sign for him. Just like Jonah had a fish prepared, and Jonah became a sign to the people. Jesus even said this, no sign will be given except for the sign of Jonah. The fish in the life of Jonah represented one thing. I've thought about this quite a bit. I've been meditating on it. It represents a tomb. Because Jesus said, as Jonah was in the fish, so the Son shall be in the heart of the earth, 3 days and three nights. The Son of Man shall die, go into the grave for 3 days and three nights, and be dead into the tomb. That's what it was in the life of Jonah. The significance of the fish, the significance of whether he actually died or whether he was unconscious in the fish, whatever it was, the fish represents a tomb. The same thing that it was in the life of Jesus. The fish was prepared by God, and it was a sign to the people of Nineveh. A man who had survived 3 days and three nights in the fish came and spoke to them, and they repented. In the life of Peter, we see three times that there was fish prepared by the Lord to be a sign for him. In fact, the last one, when Jesus was on the shore calling out to them, when they caught the 153 fish, when Peter swam back to the shore and the disciples brought the boat back with the net full of fish, Jesus was on the shore and he had literally prepared fish for them to eat. This is pretty awesome, but that's not all. In the life of Peter, we see one more connection to Jonah. It's in the book of Acts, in chapter 10, verse 5. Peter was living in Joppa. When Jonah was called to go to Nineveh, he refused. God said, go up to Nineveh. Instead, he went down to Joppa. And there he caught the boat, and there he was going to Tarshish. And that's when the storm came and the fish came, and we have the whole story of what happened with Jonah. But Peter, we find in the book of Acts, the son of Jonah, finds himself living in the town of Joppa. When God called him to go to Cornelius, who was a Gentile. You see, Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh, because the Ninevites were not Jewish. They were Gentile people. In fact, they were the worst of the Gentile people. Peter normally would not have gone to the house of a Gentile, because he was an observant Jew. and they were not supposed to go into the house of a Gentile or eat with Gentiles. But God had showed him a sign, again, this time a vision of animals. Three times he showed him all the animals of the world, and he said, kill and eat. And Peter said, no, I can't do that. Those animals are unclean. But God told him three times, do not call that which the Lord calls clean. Don't call it unclean. And it was a sign to show him, there's people who are coming, and they're going to call you to go to the house of a Gentile. Go with them. Don't worry about the laws about cleanliness and uncleanliness. Don't worry about the Old Testament law. Something new is happening here. It's a sign for you. And Peter went to the house of a Gentile, Cornelius, and he preached the word. And the family received not only the gospel, but also the Spirit of God. In all these things, we see a connection between Peter and Jonah. And I think it's pretty awesome. There's a lot more to this story. There's a lot more than just the story of a man and a fish. There's a gospel message. There's good news. There's preaching. There's the Gentile peoples. There's so many signs and wonders that are here. One, just one, is this connection with Peter. And we see so many things, so much depth to the Word of God in this. And it's pretty awesome. We'll keep this going later on with the other connections. This is the Morning Meditation Podcast. Thank you for listening.